There are points in the history of the world I call the turning of the tide. Events, things that happen that influence the entire course of the history of the world. Many times these events are centered around warfare and battles, but there was an event that happened in the early church that changed the course of the whole world. As Paul and Barnabas and some others began preaching the word of God to the Gentile people, the people who are not Jewish, for up until that time, all of the church was composed of Jewish people because the word of God came to us through the Jews. And there were certain among the people who were Christians that said these new Gentile believers, they couldn't be saved unless they became Jewish people and came through a whole process of becoming Jewish people and follow the customs and traditions of the Jews. Well, so many people were unwilling to do that, and that it would have kept the gospel of Jesus Christ in a very narrowly confined area. The church would become hidebound. It couldn't grow any bigger than its theological hide. And so, as the Gentiles began proclaiming faith in Jesus Christ and being saved, there were those among the traditional people, particularly the Pharisees who were in the church who had been saved and had believed in Jesus Christ, that these Gentiles needed to become Jews. Well, this upset Paul and Barnabas very much, and Peter, the apostles, because they felt like God had instructed them and God had instructed Peter that we were to call no one unclean and that the Gentiles could serve God without becoming Jewish people. So they had a great council, the first council of the church in Jerusalem. It's in chapter 15, beginning with the 6th verse. And the apostles and the elders came together for to consider this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brothers, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Why, therefore, now do you tempt God, and put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they are. Then all the multitude kept silence, and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by then. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brothers, listen to me. Simeon has declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles, to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, After this I will return, and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, says the Lord, who does all these things. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Therefore my sentence is that we do not trouble those of the Gentiles who have turned to God, but that we write unto them, that they abstain from pollution of idols, and from sexual immorality, and from things strangled, and from blood. You see, God's plan from the very beginning was to bring the gospel to the whole world. And it was through the family of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the nation of Israel that God was bringing the gospel into the world in his own good time, in his own way, so that at just the right time, Jesus Christ could come, a Jewish man, and present the gospel that could be believed by the whole world, for God is no respecter of persons. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that the gospel came to me, even to me, a foreigner to those people who first received the gospel, a stranger in a strange land, but you sought me out. Thank you, Lord God. Amen.